What's up, delinquent army of the Great Area Podcast? I'm your host, Sarge. Happy Tuesday, the worst day of the week, if you've been paying attention to my podcast. The motivation on a Tuesday is lacking. It's lacking, because, you know, you got like a whole week left. Oh, man, Wednesday's just like the middle of the week, and you're not even there yet. You still have a whole day before that. Tuesday's the worst. Not Mondays. Because there are some Mondays where you get the days off, you know? Oh, we got Memorial Day and Labor Day and blah, blah, blah day. It is what it is. Like, Juneteenth falls on a Thursday this year, I think. So, enjoy that. You're off on Thursday, but you're back to work on Friday. You know what I mean? It's not an ideal situation, but it's a situation. So there's a lot. That was a lot of cops. I just saw a lot of cops. Good for them. Do your job. Protect and serve. Protect and serve. Oh man. I was watching how our brilliant president was dealing with the Iran situation. And remember how everything was popping off before it popped off? Remember? You guys have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? So, Iran was just mouthing off, saying they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And then it was like, okay, it's pretty evident that there's going to be an imminent attack by Iran against Israel. And Biden was like, don't. And Steve Austin was like, don't. Jack Kirby was like, don't. Kamala Harris was like, don't. We have one word. That's our message. Cut to 45, Trumpy saying, we'll bomb the hell out of them. They better not. If they know what's good for them, they'll just sit there and shut the fuck up. That's what you need. That's what you need. You have this old geriatric. What would be more offensive? What would be more offensive? Like this old geriatric saying, don't. Or Trump saying, we'll bomb the hell out of you. Sending whoever he's talking to on the phone a picture of their house. Be like, hey, is this where you are right now? Is this you? Is this you? Oh, man. Yeah, we'll kill you. We'll kill you. Don't do anything stupid. Oh, man, it's so great. It's so great. Oh, election years are so fucking weird, man. Election years are weird as hell to me. But, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Because if we elect this old geriatric fuck again, we're fucked. We are so fucked. Oh, inflation's not too bad. Yeah, it is. Okay. The housing market sucks. I think it's at 5% now. That's still high. That's still high. I got a GI bill, and I rocked it down to like just under 3. It was nice. And then things happened, and idiots did things, and now it's like 4, 3, 3 something. Yeah, not ideal. But it is what it is. Oh, man. I should refinance again. When this market goes back down, refinance again. If it goes back down. But most of you guys are just renting, right? You got nothing to your name. You're fucking 50 years old. You're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and you're renting. You don't own anything. You have no freaking assets, you know? Get a hobby. Collect some toys. It's too late now, but I don't know. Artwork? Artwork's good. You can get some art. That'll help. I collect art. I'm going around collecting all my grandpa's paintings and stuff. That's fun. Because he was a painter. So I want to collect all the ones that are out there that I can. All the ones that I can. And if I can, I will. This is a Chicago streetcar. Believe it or not, Chicago used to have streetcars, people. And he painted one of them. I don't know if this was in the 40s or the 50s. But he painted one, and it was, like, snowing in Chicago, and there's, like, this bright red Chicago streetcar. Man, I'm telling you, it was awesome, and I need to find it. My mom, his daughter, has prints of it, but I don't want prints. I want to just rub my fingers over the brush strokes. Not constantly, because that fucks with everything, but I don't know. It's like, you know, being with my grandpa again, you know? Funny story about my grandpa. My dad didn't tell me that he died. You know why? Because it would affect how I was performing as a diver. This was in high school. And it was, I think it was my sophomore year. And it was conference. And I got second place. I lost by like a point or something stupid. Something ridiculous. It was really close. It was me and my other teammate got first and second. Wheeling High School, fucking running it, you know what I'm saying? And my dad didn't tell me that my grandpa was dead until after the meet, because he thought it would affect how I was diving. I don't know. If you talk to my coach, when I'm pissed, I'm better. I throw things harder, I get more height, I open up, you know, early enough to have like that perfect, you know, 90-degree angle with the water. Yeah, I might have done better, might have done worse, but that's messed up. Yeah. And then the following 2 years, I was undefeated at home. All the home meets, I was undefeated. Did you guys know that about your boy? Not only was I in the military and quite the badass, my friends, but I dove. I was a diver in high school, and I dove in college. I was great. I was good. I was really good. I didn't have the discipline to do schoolwork, though. Nope. I was smart. I was fucking smart, man. Oh, jeez. Then I joined the military, and here we are. I got out of the military almost 20 years ago next year. Fuck me, dude. Well, out of active. Time flies. Like, that was fucking yesterday. Oh, man. I get it. I get the age thing. I get the pain thing. I get the, I shouldn't be feeling this way. I don't know what I'm going to be like when I'm 80. Am I going to be hunched over, fucking walking with a walker? I'm going to be so pissed at myself, be like, this is bullshit. I'm just going to walk this walker off the end of a dock. Oh, but I know how to swim. My body would be like, no, you know how to swim. Stop it now, Grandpa. You're fine. You're fine. Oh, man. You know what's more terrifying? Not many things are more terrifying than when a girl comes up to you and asks you to braid her hair. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not a Viking. I'm not Nordic. I don't know what to do that long hair. But my daughter came up to me yesterday. She's like, braid my hair. It's been 8 years since you attempted it last time. And I did it. And I was like, hey, not too shabby. But, you know, I'm all over the place today. Gents, ladies. Oh, man. I hate Tuesdays so bad. I don't want to burst y'all's bubble or anything, but Tuesdays are just like, meh. Ugh. I need a car that doesn't sound so fucking loud. You hear that? It's weird. It's like my idiot son put like an exhaust pipe, adapted it, but he didn't like change the exhaust. He just put one of those caps on the muffler or something so it sounds like it's faster. How stupid. How stupid is that? That's gotta be the dumbest shit on the face of the planet. Oh, you go. Oh, you want to get a brand new exhaust? Yeah, up your HPs, bro? No. I just want to put a cap on my muffler so it sounds like I could go a little bit faster. Dude, this is a Hyundai Elantra. Calm your fucking ass down, dude. Relax a little bit. This isn't going anywhere. This ain't going to NASCAR. Calm it down. Calm it the fuck down. My kid was like, "Hey, Dad, you want to go to Matt Rife, the comedian, the stand-up comedian that like picks people out of the crowd and just sort of like goes back and forth, and he'll circle back to him and whatever. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's like he's gonna rip your fucking ass apart. I was like, yeah, I'll go. But if he fucking calls on me, I'm just gonna be like, fuck! Absolutely. Be like, no thank you, sir. No thank you. Oh, no. No, no, don't talk to me. Because I'll say something stupid. And he'll be like, all over it. All over my ass. Oh, my God. I don't want to go to work today. But I have to, because responsibilities, you know? Hey, delinquents, any of you guys do DoorDash or, like, Grubhub or something? How much you make? Tell me how much you make, motherfuckers. Or you guys do, like, Uber or something? You guys driving people around? Because that's cool, too. Yeah. Uber and Lyft, they have destroyed the cab industry. They have absolutely destroyed the cab industry. Which is fine. That's how capitalism works. Netflix. Blockbuster, you had the opportunity to buy Netflix, and you said, nope. Right? Yeah. Whatever the main taxi union is, should have bought fucking Lyft. Should have bought fucking Uber. Seen what's up. But they didn't. So here we are. Here we are. You're always in your head thinking about the next big thing. You're not going to be able to guess the next big thing. It's going to be one of those premonitions that you get just overnight. Just like you wake up and you're like, oh, fuck yeah. That'll work. And sometimes it does. And sometimes it doesn't. But if you're just sitting there racking your brain for product ideas that are going to take over the world, it's not going to happen. There's no fucking way. Like, what did I think of when I was younger? Washing detergent. Like, laundry soap, but for dudes, you know? Oh, this one's mountain lavender. Oh, this one's springtime rain. Oh, this one's ocean meadow or something, you know? Oh, this one's fucking whiskey bourbon coal. This one's fucking gun smoking leather, you know? But, I mean, it's just an idea. It's not like an actual fucking thing. I don't know how to do the chemistry for laundry detergent. What other stupid ideas did I think of? A sticky pad. Think of it like a mop, right? Or a vacuum cleaner. But it's just a giant circular sticky pad. And it picks up all the fucking shit that you can't get with, like, your broom or your vacuum or a mop. Like, imagine if you broke glass, right? And it's all over the fucking place. And you don't want to fucking step on it. You use this little fucking circular plopper thing with like a broom handle connected to a giant circle with the little sticky stuff on it. Not sticky enough that it would stay on the floor, but sticky enough that it will just adhere to everything that's loose on top of your tile, right? Or your carpet. It'll pick up everything. You don't have to worry about stepping on glass or going through the broom or you're just pushing it around with a mop. And you just pick it up. I don't know what I'd call it. The plopper? Blooper? Bloop-bloop. Yeah. That's another idea. What else I got? I think that's pretty much it. Oh, no. I got another one. Here you go. I'm just giving out free ideas to anybody that wants to go with it. You know how robes, they just fucking tie, you know? And you're sitting there moving around. You don't want to double knot a robe because then you got to get the knot out later and it's stupid. You just want to tie it once, let it hang, right? What if there was a button keeping the robe where it needs to be? Think of it like a suit coat. You know how one end goes over the other? Right? And then you have your outside part of your robe or jacket. You know what I'm saying? Like when you put a towel on, one side goes over the inside part and overlaps whatever that. But the robe would overlap like we always do. We cross it over and we'll tie it. But there's a button there that holds everything fucking in place. Right? And you can adapt it with like pockets, more pockets. You know, you can put like a little, like a lapel pocket for your vape. Because y'all know, you guys be losing your vapes all the fucking time. You guys lose your vapes all the time. Where's my vape? It's in your bra. Where's my vape? It fell through the couch. And you don't want to put it one of those little stupid vape holders on the back of your phone, because that looks fucking stupid and tacky. It looks dumb. You don't want to put it in your pocket. All right, I guess you put it in your pocket. But what if you're wearing, like, yoga pants? Right? Chances are you're in a robe, too, so you're just naked under there. Right? You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome. And, your water bottles. When's the last time you guys checked the seals on your water bottles? Like the ones with the straw that screw on that you use over and over and over and over again? Or the ones with a cap, you just screw the cap on and you use over and over and over again? That. The seals, the little rubber seals that you could pull out, you might want to check those. Oh, I'm so healthy. I take multivitamins all the time. I'm the healthiest person. I go to the gym. My favorite water is water. My favorite drink is water, you know? Check the seals in your water containers. That's it. That's all I'm saying. Don't be surprised when you see those little black things on the rubber from your... It sucks, I know. I know, but better that you catch it now than later. You guys are going to see it and you're going to be like, I need a new water bottle. I don't want to clean this. This is too disgusting. What if I miss some? And you've already swallowed a bunch of it, probably. You probably have. There's nothing you could do. When you get sick for no reason, chances are that is why. Yeah, that is definitely why. Why are there so many fucking dump trucks out here? Jesus Christ. Move, bitch. Yeah. So happy Tuesday, everybody. Jesus fucking Christ. Nobody knows how to drive. Get the fuck out of my way. Road rage. I'm going to drink out of my water bottle that I just cleaned the seal of this morning. Yeah. I just went under a yellow light. Does anybody do anything special when they go under a yellow light? Any weird fucking driving things? Maybe I'll save that for the next podcast. Right? Any weird little driving tips? I go under a yellow light. I tap the roof of my car. The ceiling of my car. And I kiss my hand. And I go, tss. I don't know why. When I go over the railroad tracks, I lift my feet up. Off the floor of my car. I don't know why. I just do it. Weird little things that you do. But anyway, delinquents, I love you. And you love me. And I think you should go clean your water bottles. Go clean your water bottles. And I will see you guys next time. Love you. Bye.